touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Every time you see me, the hammer's just on height. I'm gone.
Home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
105.7 CFW. There goes Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. McKay in the Morning along with you. Thank you for letting me spend a little time with you this morning. All right, coming up later this hour, according to a new study from Penn State University, parents that have this trait are better parents. Wow, that's a big statement. I'll share with you and we'll see if you agree. Right now, to Pow and Heart and Soul is on 105.7 CFW.
Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you. All right. Heart and Soul from Tapao a few minutes ago I played for you. All right. Same title, different song, different group this time. Heart and Soul from Huey Lewis and the News. All right, boys.
And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Start again. another nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Hey, little sister, who is it you're with? Hey, little sister, what's your spicy wish? Hey, little sister, shotgun home, yeah. Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again.
CFW, McKay in the morning along with you. All right, according to a study from Penn State, listen up, parents, found that parents who use humor can build stronger, more positive relationships with their kids. Yes, funnier parents have happier kids, according to this study. I'm just passing along. So instead of the morning meltdown, turn it into a giggle fest by embracing the funny side of things. They say not only does humor help relieve stress, but it also promotes creative problem solving and resilience in both children and parents. And kids whose parents used humor reported having a better relationship with their parents and felt their parents did a good job. So there you go. So keep that in mind. You know, I think back when my daughter Chelsea was in middle school, she said one of her classmates at one time said, "It must be so cool and fun to have your dad who's on the radio." And she said, "Yeah, my dad, it's really cool and really fun when he grounds me." So you win some, you lose some.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW. Okay, so I love making her laugh, right? And I don't even think she knows she does this, but like...
Tell us what you love about her.
When something cracks her up, she always reaches and grabs my arm, you know? This kind of thing.
At Lasker Jewelers, we'll show you exactly what she'll love almost as much as she loves you.
And it always makes me smile because it's like she wants to give the laugh to me. It's like, I don't know, like she's making sure I feel the same thing she does. Maybe? I can't put my finger on it, but that's like our secret language.
I'm Nicole Lasker. And I'm Liz Lasker. And our family store has been Eau Claire's home for hearty yeses to big adventures for almost a century.
And when you ask her with a Lasker, chances are you'll get a hearty Lasker's yes
across from Oakwood Mall, Eau Claire.
Before you ask her,
she's got a great laugh.
Lasker.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
What's up? I'm Miles.
Hey, and I'm Jara.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A maple pepper bacon sandwich is how the flavors come together. First, I taste the smoky grilled chicken, then the pepper bacon with that maple bun, added with the sweet heat and the pickles.
I'm really sold on the pickle. It meets you in the middle with the sweetness and the heat.
It's spice-tastic.
Yum-licious.
Flavoristic.
The sandwich of the summer. The maple pepper bacon sandwich.
Order the maple pepper bacon sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see love that money just can't buy. Everything about you tells me I'm your man. I live my life to be with you. No one can do the same.
You got is 105.7 CFW. You got Mike McKay here with you this morning, and we all got finally Friday, which is ain't nothing wrong with that as far as I'm concerned. Oh, Oreo cookies have announced their newest flavor. In 7 minutes, I'll tell you what it is.
Color me your color, baby. Color me your car. Color me your color, darling. I know who you are. Come above your color chart. I know where you're coming from. Call me. Call me. I like. Call me. Call me.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
1057 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you. All right, if you're a fan of Oreos and especially all the flavored Oreos that they come out with all the time, get ready. They've got another Oreo that is going to hit the stores nationwide September 9th. Oreo is teaming up with Coca-Cola. Yes, the soda pop people. For their latest limited edition Oreo flavor, they say that they're teaming up with Coca-Cola. It's going to be a red and black design with one chocolate cookie that contains Coca-Cola syrup and one red-colored cookie. And there's a Coca-Cola also. Coca-Cola is going to do an Oreo Zero Sugar Limited Edition Soda Pop. So not only the cookie version, but also the Coca-Cola version. How about that? Once again, both products go on sale at stores nationwide September 9th. I usually don't try all the different flavored Oreos. This one, I'm going to give it a go. I got to try it out. Here's Flock of Seagulls, 105.7 CFW.
Wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW. Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to
travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This message from Werzer Builders, award-winning custom homes, encouraging you to be a voter. All registered voters can request a no-excuse absentee ballot, but remember, you need an adult witness to sign it. Learn more at civicmedia.us/vote. This message from Werzer Builders, designers and developers of fine-crafted new homes in the Chippewa Valley, encouraging you to be a voter. WerzerBuilders.com.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources, dump those flower pots out, don't let dog or kitty pools sit, fill them when you're going to use them, and then dump them out. Clean the gutters, reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. An Eau Claire nonprofit organization is looking to restart the Safe Haven Teen Center program. According to a WEAU report, officials from Evolving Wellness say they were forced to shut the program down in May due to a lack of funding, but have been fundraising with some of the teens they've helped to reopen the teen center next month. They say a number of local teens would meet at the center every week to discuss their mental health and develop coping skills. More information and a GoFundMe can be found online. An investigation is underway following a plane crash in Chautauqua. According to the Chautauqua Police Department, the crash occurred around 12:30 on Wednesday afternoon at the municipal airport. Authorities say the small plane crashed into a pine grove on the southeast side of the airport. The pilot of the plane, 34-year-old Travis Turner of Cameron, was flown to an Eau Claire hospital and is expected to recover. The Chautauqua Police Department and Federal Aviation Administration are conducting the investigation together. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thundershowers this afternoon. Our high in the low 70s. Tonight we'll drop into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. Then on Sunday, sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
CFW.
I know you think I'm like
1057 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Anybody that had a phone number that was either that number or even close to that number was absolutely miserable when that song came out, because everybody called that number looking for Jenny. I mean, everybody. Yeah, I did it. And the person I called was not happy. Here's Billy Joel.
Wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 80s and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.